You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, plastic is it basically will stay around forever, and it gets broken down into smaller and smaller pieces. It does that. Particularly concerning is plastic getting into the sea. There's more plastic than fish projected to be in the sea by 2050. And then you're seeing plastic then getting back into the food chain. The Guardian just today released a report saying that plastic pollution is looking like it's going to become as dangerous as climate change. So that's terrifying, just plastic gets everywhere and doesn't go away.
Do you think people are aware of the damage it causes, or do you think people are just like, it's convenient, so they carry on using it?
Probably somewhere in the middle. I think we've got a culture where people generally think, oh yeah, recycling is good, don't want to waste plastic, and they've seen lots of images of plastic bags being eaten by turtles and things like that. But the connective, just how much part of our everyday life it is, I think is what people don't recognise. I was talking to my mum last night about Plastic Free July, and she was saying how she was just trying to think about how to do it, and oh, but that means I can't buy bread, I can't, what am I going to do for this and this and this, and just, yeah, seeing that actually everything we buy, we're not buying a packet of biscuits, we're buying two things of plastic with some biscuits inside of it. So I think that awareness of how much part of our everyday life it is isn't there. Another fun fact, the amount of plastic produced in a year is about the same as the entire weight of humanity. So there's like just phenomenal amounts of plastic being produced, and yeah, we're all doing that. We need both individual and structural change to stop that.
Can you just talk a bit about Plastic Free July and the kind of work that you guys are doing?
So Plastic Free July is an international call to action around getting people to try getting rid of the plastic in their lives, especially single-use plastic, so that's plastic which doesn't get recycled. In Aotearoa, there's a coalition of organisations from the kind of zero waste space who are hosting that, and mainly organising different events. There's groups organising kind of swap events. There's a challenge within Plastic Free July to keep, whether it's for a day or the whole month, to give up plastic, maybe on one item or on everything, depending on how hardcore you are. The organisation I'm involved with, the Kiwi Bottle Drive, we're campaigning to get bottle deposits back, so that's like 10 cents for recycling a plastic bottle. And we are launching a message in a bottle action as part of our campaign, where people will be posting bottles to Scott Simpson, who's an MP with the waste portfolio, calling for that scheme to come in. So yeah, there's a whole lot happening around the country. Yeah, just depending on what the different local groups and organisations are, and we're just as a coalition trying to support people to do things and have the information they need, or little toolkits for running events and stuff like that.
Right, so the bottle deposit kind of thing, is that to help just like accumulate where the plastic is going once it's been used? Is that kind of the purpose?
At a kind of really basic level, it's the best way to get high recycling rates. So Germany has it getting 98.5% of plastic recycled, and that means it's not getting into the environment. New Zealand was kind of 35% of our plastic bottles get recycled.
Really? Wow.
One way to fix that, and then what happens is it shifts the system towards more reusable and just kind of encourages innovation away from single-use plastics into things which can be used again and again, and also boosts the quality of plastic coming in so that it's not downcycled as much, which is one of the things which does happen with a lot of plastic, is it's just made into poor and poor quality things which end up then just being dumped and getting into the environment. So it's steered towards a circular zero waste economy, even though it still has plastic.
Why do you think it's not something that has been implemented here?
Yeah, well, the barrier at the moment is a lack of political will, and we have a very influential packaging lobby. We're looking at like 90% of local councils voted in favour of it last year. Most polls show 89-90% of people support it, but the packaging lobby is very strong, or has been strong, in pushing for voluntary schemes because they don't want to have to start taking responsibility for the waste that their packaging creates.
Kind of within all your answers, you've answered some of my other questions, but was there anything else you just wanted to add there?
In people's everyday lives, so it's a really easy place for people to start recognising and taking action, but then if people are keen to see real social shift, to look to support our campaign if they can, our website is kiwibottledrive.nz, and the Plastic Free July, get involved with that. Try giving up one plastic thing and see how hard it is, and then think about what that means for the world with everyone having those things without noticing it. We just need everything from individual to community to political change on this issue, so wherever people are able to be taking action, now is definitely the time.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.